One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
The Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Hey, thanks for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco's Sports Byline, USA. Coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Yes, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever you're with, you're doing a great job. Thank you for keeping us and our allies safe. Hope you see you at home very, very soon. We're proud of all the work that you do all over this big globe of ours, right? Also, other ways of catching this show on the internet. Go to our website at sportsbyline.com. Click listen live. The email address is important, too, for me and you, rick@sportsbyline.com. Not just to ask me questions, comments, or concerns, but also twofold during the show. At the end of the show, I usually give out a cheat code that you sent in, a request for an older game. I'll look it up. rick@sportsbyline.com. And also, when I give away a brand new game at 40 after the hour, so just a little over half hour from now, use that email address to answer the question. Second answer. And the video game, brand new as always. Once again, also streaming through SBNationLive.com. Our SXM 11, that's the Dan Patrick channel. SiriusXM, especially for the long haul truckers out there, don't get that flat line. RN Digital Plus 2, the Cable Radio Network channel 2 on your provider, that's 24/7, also on 35 million. You can catch us on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, and the Stitcher app as well. We try to get you everywhere we can. We come down your chimney like. So what we'll do, the Video Game Review, is talk video games. And even though we aren't supposed to talk all video games, sometimes you think it's worth all video games. Everyone can do it. Let's 1-800-78. Write it down, dial it up. 1-800-78-7529. Come on.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. 1738.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
The Video Game Review.
With you, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That's how you get in, and that's how you get heard. And as I mentioned, we'll be giving away a brand new game coming up here at 40 after. So the question I have as I start off, what is new in your video game world? You know, we have a lot, being this is the golden age of video games, they've never been more prevalent, they've never been better. What is good for you? What are you liking? What are you liking right now? 1-800-878-PLAY. because there's still a lot of garbage out there, let's face it. You know, normally I don't get too excited about video game movies. And, of course, the biggest moneymaker of all was in the summer with the Super Mario movie, which was good. But I have been excited for a long time for the Fallout series that's coming to Amazon Prime. And now we find out it's going to come in April of next year. Let me see. January, February, March, April. So we're talking a little more than 5 months. But we got the first trailer today, and we heard Walton Goggins, who plays a ghoul in it, and if you don't know the name, you'd recognize the face. A great kind of evil character, but also a comic genius in things like Vice Principals and Gemstones. But we got to check it out, and we got to find that some big hitters are behind this. It is executive produced by Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy. They're the ones that did the new Westworld on HBO, which, of course, got mixed reviews, but it's definitely got a cool stylistic aesthetic to it. I think we would agree. Ella Purnell is the main star, and you'd recognize her, I believe, not just with Walton Goggins, but Kyle MacLachlan, who you remember from Dune, and I feel like I'm a Hollywood guy now. Zelia Mendez-Jones, Aaron Moten, some other names there. And I also saw Chris Parnell from Saturday Night Live fame with one eye. But the blurb on it is, the show takes place in a future post-apocalyptic Los Angeles. Citizens must live in underground bunkers to protect themselves from radiation mutants and bandits after nuclear annihilation. The story begins in Vault 33. One such bunker that is a prominent setting in the video games. Yeah. So if you're a massive Fallout fan like me, you're looking for continuity. We do hear that Todd Howard is involved. Of course, he's the head of Bethesda, the people that make the game. So that's good. So I don't know how much leeway he got, but he could point out that looks bad, that doesn't look bad. And it starts off with Purnell. She plays Lucy. She's in Vault 33. You can see from the trailer, her father, Kyle MacLachlan, is Hank, her father, an overseer of the vault, and she ventures out, and they're like, no, don't go. Moten is Maximus. He's a soldier in the Brotherhood of Steel. Of course, that's a militaristic crowd that we saw in Fallout 3. Also, looking at the sort of Osprey-looking craft from the Brotherhood of the Steel, that looks legit. The power armor looks very legit as well. And so they have these other executive producers and co-writers that have great, fantastic credits. Nolan directed the first three episodes. And so I'm definitely looking forward to that. And, you know, it's not often. I mean, I remember, I think the last time I really looked forward to a video game movie was Doom, and that stank. But I think what they do is it's sort of like, what's Doom? It's a video game where you're like these space marines, and it's like, oh, okay, I got it. And then you kind of just make up your own story and throw in some sound effects. This actually looks like that they're trying to care. It's also when they put out the trailer this week, it marked the 20th anniversary of the Fallout video game series, which to me, I was thinking, it can't be 25 years, is it? Is it 25 years since Fallout came out? But then I remember like, oh, that Fallout. It's not the type, you know, the Fallout we see now, it's sort of like Metal Gear Solid. The first Metal Gear Solid, which I actually, it was just called Metal Gear, by the way. The first one I had, which was on the NES, was a terrible game. It was really terrible. But yeah, the first Fallout game was 1997. And it was made by Interplay. Do you remember Interplay? They were a video game company down in Southern California. And it was on Windows. It was also on Mac OS. And then in 98, Fallout 2 came out. And then we started seeing the game sort of take a little bit more of the shape that we know. Instead of kind of like a Dig Dug looking thing, it was called Fallout 2, a post-nuclear role-playing game. And that was developed by Black Isle. Black Isle took over from Interplay at that point. And then we had to wait 10 years for Fallout 3. And Fallout 3 is one of the best video games of all time. And Fallout 4 was also one of the best video games of all time. But we had to wait 7 years for that because it was 2008, Fallout 3. Which is when I started playing it, quite honestly. And then Fallout 4, 2015. And we're waiting on Fallout 5. But in that time, we had Fallout Tactics, Brotherhood of Steel. That was a Windows game. that also came on the PS2. You might remember Fallout New Vegas. Obsidian took that over. That was a PS3 and Xbox 360 game. Fallout Shelter was a PS4 game. That's when Bethesda jumped back in. Zen Studios did Fallout Pinball. Not kidding. And then it's hard to believe it was 5 years ago now, 2018, almost 6 years ago, that we had Fallout 76. And that's Windows, PS4, Xbox One. And we got a lot of backlash on that one because now you played with other people and they could kill you if they wanted. And even when I picked, you know, no fighting, people still killed me. So, it's like I said, it's not often that I look forward to a game, but they're real Hollywood people, real actors, you know, like most video game movies, I'd probably say are low budget indie films, low budget actors, up and comers, let's say. I'm not saying they're not bad actors, they're just not big names. And then the producers behind them, you know, usually are newbies as well. But this is all legit. And it's on a legit streaming service, Amazon Prime, April 11th, 12th, somewhere in there. All right. Lines are open at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the video game review.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning into the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, and it's nice to have you with us wherever you are listening, nationally syndicated out of San Francisco on Sports Byline, around the world on American Forces Radio Network, also on a lot of stuff, Sirius XM 211. Just however you're getting us, we'd love to hear from you at 1-800-878-PLAY. I finally got a chance to play Somerville. And it is a very interesting game. It's very bizarre. There are some physics-based puzzles. It was developed by a team that include the executive producer of Limbo and Inside. Both of those come from Play Dead. And yet, at the same time, it's very different from those as well. I remember looking at IGN. There was an article done by Ryan McCaffrey on this game, and he gave it a 7. He said, good. But remember, everybody has their own taste, your own cup of tea, and so want to check it out. But it kind of has a early 90s look to it. You know, I think about Out of This World, which was such a great name. And great game. It's, you know, maybe not as polished as you might like it, but it opens up in a very wholesome way. There's a man and a woman and a baby and a dog. They're all on the living room couch, and they have all fallen asleep in front of the TV. And you take control of the man. You don't know his name. In fact, we never hear from him or anyone else, because if you think about like Limbo or Inside or Out of This World, there's no dialogue. The storytelling is completely and entirely visual. And the developer Jump Ship, what they've done, the nameless, voiceless protagonist is essentially faceless as well. And since all the characters are more like, you know, Monet is kind of an impressionist rendering. But the color and the contrast, it sort of pops as well. So it's kind of this black and white thing, unless you get some really nice yellow, purple, light blue lighting effects. Really good sound design, but in a minimalistic kind of way. And there's a soundtrack that's piano, and that can put the drama up or down. When I remember when James Cameron just says, like, you know, you just like dun dun, just like, because that was like the heartbeat. And it's like, yeah. And even Carpenter, who did his own Halloween, you know, bzz, 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 bzz. That's not bad to create the movie and the music. If you ever want to do Halloween music, go all the way to either end of a piano. And then just go boom, boom on the last key, boom, boom. And then on the far end go bing, 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 boom, boom, bing, bing, bing. That's Halloween music. All right. But Somerville, you'll hear the pained breathing on the hero, if you want to call him that. And whatever happens to him and hurts him, and the more pain he's in, you can see it. But there's a very dark, bleak, kind of intriguing mystery, and it wastes no time in ratcheting up the danger, because all of a sudden these sort of extraterrestrial objects start falling out of the sky outside of your cabin in the woods, and then it gets weirder from there. Because, and by the way, it's about 4 hours to unravel what happened and it's very much still happening. And as I said, these puzzles, all of a sudden your arm will start glowing and you have this newfound power, and you can turn the invading alien architecture into permeable water-like substances just by putting a light on it. But it's a light that's been supercharged by your arm's power. You get extra layers sort of added to these powers as you progress. It's kind of thin, but it was enough gameplay to keep Somerville out of just a typical walking sim over the shoulder type of game. And, you know, the wrestling with the physics system can get a little bit annoying at times. But part of the reason the puzzles never get too complex is that Somerville keeps its control scheme, as I said, minimalist. The triggers and one face button are all that you ever require. And I like that simplicity, including the way it keeps the interface non-existent probably 99% of the time. And in a moody adventure like that, it's cool when you get to see that. So, like, do you remember Myst? Did you have that on CD-ROM? Because I did. That game. Remember the surprise at the end? Spoiler alert, 1994. But there was like a postage-sized stamp, as big as it is on your screen, of video of the guy like talking that you meet at the end. And it's like, whoa, look at that video. But also, you got the dog. You got the four-legged wingman. But basically serves no purpose outside of now and then we'll look in the right direction to sort of say, I think you're going over there. Does not assist in any puzzles or gameplay, has no impact on the story. You can't pet him, but it's nice to have a companion in a creepy world. And you'd say maybe the dog could have done more, but then again, speaking of Fallout, I remember when I finally got Dog Meat, the name of the German Shepherd, and it's like, oh, Dog Meat will hang out with you and fight with you. And the first fight, Dog Meat ran out and got killed. He took on like three super mutants. And I couldn't be like, you know, come back. It was too late. So, as I said, it's still pretty in the way that the Earth alters. And it's also kind of cool to move about freely. And as it gets more 3D, it mixes things up. This is not left to right stage progression. You're going to go up, down, left, right, under, over. They really try to get rid of anything monotonous, and that's a big part of where, you know, Out of This World reminded from, because that was always a game that kept it fresh like that. And, you know, if there are some, you know, awkward transitions, as you might imagine, going from one room to the next because of the camera angle has to go a little bit differently. But when you finish the story and the credits roll, you'll still have, at least I did, some questions that maybe weren't answered. And maybe you'll think that's even more mysterious, or maybe not. Like, did you like the end of The Sopranos or did you not? I hated it. Some of my friends thought, genius. I'd rather have things sort of like, what happened? So this game Somerville, it follows its own unique path in the puzzle adventure genre. As I said, there are some slight camera annoyances and some physics wonkiness, but that's more of a, you know, the old pebble in the shoe there. And the story is strange. Maybe it's strange just because it wants to be strange. Maybe it's trying to be thought-provoking. But it's great visual storytelling, and that's not an easy thing to do, because basically people around the world, no matter what language they speak, will be able to pick up in this game because there's no language in it. And there is for me, I judge a game on it and it's fun, and do I want to keep playing it? You ever put in a video game and 5 minutes in, you know, I'm never going to play this game again, ever. This is the kind of thing that, even though it's bleak, and there is not one single line of dialogue in the entire game, it keeps you coming back for a little bit more. So if you liked Out of This World, which I loved back in the day, and I do recommend Somerville from Jump Ship. And Somerville is on everything but the Switch. So that would be the PS5, the PS4, the Xbox Series X and S, the PC, and the Xbox One. And I always love rating pending. It's like a game getting released. What's the rating? We'll figure it out later. Well, should I buy it for my 8-year-old? I don't know. So that's Somerville. And I would like, you know, listen, for those of you out there who have a review, if you want to, you know, want to make it a 14-minute review, but if you have a quick, like, 30-second to a minute review, you want to tell us about a game you're playing, I'd love to hear from you as well. Also, emails rick@sportsbyline.com. That's another way to go. And then if you do trash a game, give me the reason why. I don't want to hear, it sucks. I want to hear what it is. And remember, you have to know genre, too, because if the game is My Little Pony, I'm not the demo. So I'm not going to like a My Little Pony game. Do they even have it? Right? I'm not going to like games where you're cooking stuff. It's just not for me. So you have to remember where it's coming from as well. Just like some people have no use for Call of Duty and games like that. So let me know at 1-800-878-PLAY or the email address rick@sportsbyline.com, which you will use coming up after this break because I'll be giving away the brand new game. Come on back on Sports Byline USA.
Are you looking for a guilt-free holiday season? Check out 100calsnacks.com. With 100% natural ingredients and no sugar added, these snacks are low in carbs, but high in protein and fiber, and absolutely delicious. You'll get a kick out of the chocolate brownies with ashwagandha, and use code NOGUILT for 25% off your order. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Get the energy boost you need with a potent dose of superfood for just 100 calories. That's 100calsnacks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Columbia Sportswear. It's snowing again, and that wind chill is killer. But you're not worried about that because you shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection. It's warmth perfected with tiny gold dots that reflect your body heat inside and protect you from the cold outside. No snow or chilly temps can stop you now. Go out anyway. Shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection now at columbia.com/infinity.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153, 800-943-2153, 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and it's 40 after the hour, so we're going to give away a brand new game. And it's called Stumble Guys from Kitka Games. It's available for the PS5, the Xbox One, the Xbox Series X and S, and the personal computer. This comes from, as I mentioned, Kitka Games, the developers, published by Scopely. And here's the blurb. Stumble Guys is an online battle royale party game race with up to 32 players online dashing through chaotic obstacle courses, run, jump, and dash to the finish line until the best player takes the crown. And my question is this a game about racing or is this a game about the Boer War? Just send your answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. And Stumble Guys from Kitka Games and Scopely. Oh, I should mention what's for. I have for the PC. The PC will be on its way to you. There you go. That's a game that actually came out a couple of years ago, but now it's up on the consoles, y'all. Not just the consoles, but the consoles, y'all. 1-800-878-PLAY. Also, this week we had a anniversary of Pong in the arcade, which came out this week in 1972. And this was a guy, of course, Atari, which was founded by Nolan Bushnell, and don't forget Ted Dabney, who doesn't get his due in there. They founded the company of June of 72, and they got this guy, Alan Alcorn, and they gave him $1,000 a month to develop this. And he's the guy that came up with their foray into the Magnavox Odyssey. Do you might remember that? That was not great. I thought it was cool at the time, though. And Bushnell decided to focus on building a version that could be played in public venues. He told Alcorn, "I want you to make a game that any drunk in a bar can play, just simple enough for a drunk to play." And so he made a prototype, and he put it in Andy Capp's Tavern, which is down in Sunnyvale here in the South Bay near San Jose. I'm here in San Francisco. By the way, Andy Capp, you might remember the cartoon. And legend has it that Pong proved such a hit that the quarter slot kept getting jammed and jammed and jammed. And regardless of whether the cup did runneth over, they felt emboldened enough that they'd be rolling out Pong cabinets for the rest of the country. That was in the fall of 72, and that was a significant shift from their original plan of just licensing other games for companies to distribute. And so Bushnell went to Wells Fargo and got a line of credit, and he rented an old roller skating rink, and he got a bunch of employees, some high school dropouts, some Hell's Angels that were recently paroled, all true, and they decided to start the assembly line making these Pong arcade cabinets, and they made 10 per day. But then they got it streamlined, and eventually they made 35,000 cabinets. And at that point, they made about, in most arcades, an average of $200 a week, which is pretty awesome. But you know what's funny now when you think about Super Pong, which was the home console that I had as a kid. It was, it's in now, I saw it's in a museum in Köln, which we call Cologne. Why'd you call it that, Rick? Because that's what the Germans call it. So I said, because it's no longer Drunks. 1975, the company put out that home version, and that was exclusively through Sears at the time. And you might go, what the heck is Sears? Sears was a department store, which used to be called Sears and Roebuck. But and then 2 years after that, 1977, we got the 2600 cartridge playing console, and Pong was actually included on the Video Olympics cart back in the day. And this is a game now that you can play free online. I don't know exactly where, but I have seen it free online plenty of times. Also, video game news this week. A couple days ago, EA Sports College Football 24, their game licensing lawsuit has been withdrawn. There was a settlement. What does that mean? Well, the Brander Group, that's without an E, or I should say Brander Group, B-R-A-N-D-R, they help facilitate the collegiate group licensing deals. They were suing EA Sports for College Football 24 and regarding NIL deals that apparently they were offering. EA was offering college football players to be in the game because EA signed on with something called One Team that was a competitor to Brander Group to facilitate those deals back in the spring. Okay. And in a joint statement released this Wednesday, they said that there was an amicable settlement of their past disputes related to college group licensing and have agreed to adopt a model that both complements their respective core businesses while separating and operating as a completely independent companies. Which there's an ironic lesson in there somewhere, because it was Ed O'Bannon, once a guest on this show, former UCLA star, who happened to be seeing a NCAA basketball game at the time, I believe on the Genesis, and there was a classic category, and he saw somebody playing as him, and he said, how come I didn't get any money? And that went to the high courts, and in fact it was actually settled in a court in Oakland, California, and it was like, all right, you know, you got to start paying up. And that was Hoop, that went away, and then the college football game went away, and we've been waiting a long time for the college football games to come out, because these college franchises ran between 1998 and 2013 before Ed O'Bannon's lawsuit against the NCAA, which was name and likeness rights. They just started pulling all the licenses. And then 2 years ago, they go, okay, well, we'll bring it back. But O'Bannon's argument, at least pertaining to video games, is that EA Sports had players in the game, while not named, bore obvious resemblances to who it is and their numbers. But now that an athlete can sign an NIL deal and college football players opt in and out of having their likenesses included in the upcoming game if they're compensated or not, we just heard Matt Rhule, college football coach, says, I'd rather just sign a high school kid because if I transfer one in, it's going to be about $1 million. $1 million for the new kid. So the game's going to move forward, and EA Sports is going to use generic player avatars to fill out rosters in replacement of parents, in replacement of players who don't agree to have their likenesses used. And I think what they should probably do, and I'm serious, this is actually a great idea I just came up with. They should make every player who refuses to sign, and then you make them in the game, make that player hideously ugly and fat and out of shape and gross, because nobody will say, hey, that's me. Right? Well, he's wearing my number for my team and my position. That's me. Oh, you mean that disgusting guy with the ZZ Top beard who weighs 450 pounds? All right, maybe it's not me. That could be one way. And then finally, and I hate bringing this up, but it was on Good Morning America, and a lot of people are making a big deal of it this week, that a mother in the state of Arkansas is taking on the video game industry, has filed a lawsuit claiming that video games are designed to be as addictive as possible. Elizabeth Jones says, "I spent a lot of nights crying, thinking that I was a bad parent because of it. If there's any other parent dealing with this, I want them to know that they're not alone." Now, for her, her son Preston, who's 21, she said started playing video games at 12, and by 16, he dropped out of high school because he wanted to play video games. And she said, as a result of gaming addiction, he's experienced severe emotional distress, loss of friends, inability to limit game playing time, depression, withdrawal symptoms such as rage and anger. She said, at one point, I took away the modem altogether, and he went downstairs and screamed so loud the neighbors called Child Protective Services because I thought I was abusing him. So what this is misdirected blame. You can take anything that can be used to excess and blame it on that. Seriously. And, you know, I feel bad for her. I feel bad for the kid. Not trying to be insensitive. But to say that they're designed to be addictive, like, what you're saying is this is what video game companies want. They want your child to have a complete mental and emotional breakdown and be unproductive. And I don't think she's going to be able to prove that. But that's just me. 1-800-878-PLAY. It's time to check out the upcoming games this week. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. And we have Picayune Dreams. This is a kind of a spacey game on the PC. A Highland Song, PC and Switch. A Long Journey to an Uncertain End is a Switch game. Arashi Castles of Sin, Final Cut, PC and PS5. Battle Stations Blockade. This looks like kind of a Lego battleship type of thing. This is on the 4 and the 5. Born of Bread, PC, PS5, Switch and X and S. Also, Chess-A-Rama, which looks kind of like a claymation game on the personal computer. Cyberpunk 2077 Ultimate Edition. Is it really ready? PC, Xbox Series X and S, and PS5. Disney Dreamlight Valley on all the systems and Mac and your phones. Enclave HD, PS5. Remember, that kind of sounds like Fallout 3 with the Enclave, but it's not. Extremely Powerful Capybaras. This is a little cartoony game for your PC. Kingpin Reloaded, also on the PC. There's Laika, Aged Through Blood, XNS 4, 1, and 5. We have Puzzle & Dragons Story. That's a phone game. That means for the Mac OS and a Android. Skater XL is coming out on the Switch. Sonic Dream Team on your phones. Stellaris Nexus is a PC space game. The Lord of the Rings Return to Moria makes it on the PS5. Turmoil 2016 on your phone. Vampire the Masquerade Swan Song on the PS5. And finally, Destroyer the U-Boat Hunter is a PC game. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back with the cheat code right here on Sports Byline.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Hey, thank you so much. As we close out the video game review in our customary fashion by me looking up a cheat code for you, the way you get that is emailing me at my email address, mrhandsome@countpimpula.ca, or you can go ahead and, as always, send those along to rick@sportsbyline.com. That's what I was trying to say, rick@sportsbyline.com. All right. Request comes from Gary. Gary says, how do I get the debug in Aladdin? I'm like, wow. I just love the fact that somebody is still playing Aladdin. That's a Genesis game, by the way. But I have your answer. All right. And by the way, back in the 90s, Aladdin had this debug because the producer David Perry just says, ask and you will get your wish. You go to the options screen on your Genesis controller, go AC, 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 BBB. Once again, AC, 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 BBB. And he'll appear and give you a number of options to play around with, including level select and map warping as well. For Disney's Aladdin on the Sega Genesis. Sega! Someone's still playing it. Thank you for the email. Send those to rick@sportsbyline.com also throughout the week. And we will see you next time right here on the Video Game Review.